Christians were only allowed to sell their wares at a 4% profit. So when they found out he was doing 6%, they disciplined him for the sin of greed. Now, some of you are out there saying, where does it say in the Bible 4%? What are you talking about? Well, here, now listen. They knew something, and that is that when you're committing adultery, you know you're committing adultery. But when you're being greedy, you never know. And so they sat down as Christians and they said, now look, Jesus talks about money all the time. He's constantly saying, watch out for greed. He's always saying, give your money away. He's always saying, don't spend all your money on yourself. I mean, so this congregational church got together and said, we got a problem here. Some business practices must be greedy. Some lifestyles have to be greedy. But how are we going to know? And so they said, all right, as a Christian community, let's sit down and let's just say, at our time, in our place, in this spot, we can't talk about everything else, but let us decide, what is a greedy lifestyle? What are greedy business practices? And so they got together, and by consensus, they decided on some, and they said, now let us hold each other accountable. So it was mutual. It was consensual. And they got together, and they made this decision, and of course he knew about it, but he tried to move past it. Now, I am not saying, by any means, that today, in our economy, you could possibly come up, when you consider how different every field is, you could never come up with a nice, simple rule of thumb. Even if you all got together and said, look, we're just going to do this for ourselves, you couldn't do that. But here's the point. Who are you accountable to? What Christians have gotten together with you? And you and mutually you say, let's talk about how we're spending our money on each other, on ourselves. How much we're giving away, how much we're keeping, what we're doing. You have to talk about with somebody. You've got to have some standards, and you can't trust yourself. That's the principle. You cannot trust yourself to decide this. I know what you're thinking. I know what I'm thinking. And that is, I don't want to even think about that. When I spend on money, I don't even want to sit down myself and think, gee, did I really have to do that? I mean, not only do I want to talk to other people about it, I don't even talk to myself about it. I just want to do it. And that's Jesus' whole point about greed. Money has the power to keep you from asking questions about how you spend your money and how you make your money. Money has the power to keep you from asking questions about how you spend it, how you make it, the hard questions. Is there anybody in this room that dares to say, I really am doing just fine when it comes to material things. I couldn't give any more away. I couldn't live any more simply. I couldn't be any more generous with my money. I'm pretty generous. The rest of the world knows better. The rest of the world looks at us and says to Americans, there's so many things you could be doing in this world if you just didn't think you had to have that gadget. There are so many things. The rest of the world sees it. It's astounding that we live in the place we live, in the time we live, and we won't even think about the possibility that we're greedy. That shows the power of greed. It shows the power of money. Now, that's how. Why? Why is it that money has this power? Well.